98.3 The Coast with your Coast Social Network and Furry Friends Friday on the air. Brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. This morning we're talking to Rebecca Cooper with Animal Aid and talking about Pixie, a black and white young female cat. Becky, tell us about Pixie.
Pixie came to Animal Aid with an infected wound in her hindquarters as a kitten. She wasn't really expected to make it, but with some tender loving care and a really great foster, she did. After a while, she did come to my house. She was in Palmer for a little while, but Pixie's unusual that she's very precocious. She's into everything. She went through a phase where she would chew through the thin little electrical cords.
Ooh.
So we had a funny incident because I do some work with an engineering firm, and she chewed through a new antenna cable, which was a major issue with my husband. So I sent out this really funny picture we had of her where she looked cross-eyed, saying, "This is the evil demon kitty who ate the antenna cord. Can you guys help me fix this before my husband decides that the evil demon kitty cannot live with us anymore?" So they did fix it and stuff. She did stop that behavior, but she's, you know, no 6 foot tall bookcase is unscathed. She isn't destructive. She doesn't push. Cats are famous for pushing things off ledges, you know?
Yes.
And she doesn't do that, but it's just, you just never know where she's going to be. She's very sweet and loving, but she's just, kind of know every closet, every anything. Right now, I'm in my husband's bed and his French doors, and she's got her nose pushed up against the door, like, "Why are you in there and I'm out here?" So,
and
she's very cute. She's got a big black splotch that takes over her whole nose, and she's very, but she's just a little more into things than my other cats right now. So.
And Pixie can be seen on our Facebook, our Instagram, and at 983thecoast.com. And if folks want to talk about Pixie with you or the staff at Animal Aid or want to investigate adoption, how do they do that, Becky?
The easiest, quickest way to reach us is usually through our Facebook page, because we have 8 administrators. And depending on the level of urgency, somebody will flag me. Also, the website emails go, that info, animalaid, SWMI, go directly to my phone. We have a helpline that we established years ago, but it's through a service, and someone checks it every couple days, so it's not quite as immediate as the new social media stuff. We use my ground line, which is 269-926-4279. We kind of screen the calls on that. So if you leave a message, someone will get back to you, hopefully as soon as possible. We are all volunteer. So that means between jobs and lives and kids and this crazy period we're going through in our society, sometimes there's a delay. So if you can be as specific as possible, we know like which volunteer could handle this. And so sometimes it's a little more correct. Also, if you don't hear back from us, if you can call back, because there are so many ways to reach us. Sometimes I have trouble remembering whether this is a Facebook message, an email message, which account it came in on, you know, and finding the note. And sometimes I'll have a solution and I'm doing searches trying to find the person. So please be patient with us. We're trying to do the best we can and save some animals and find them some homes. But sometimes people forget this isn't like we don't have a kennel. This isn't a professional operation with a paid staff. But we've always enjoyed a lot of support from the community, which we're really grateful for, and we try to do some good work.
Absolutely. Becky, thanks for your volunteer work, and thanks very much to you for bringing Pixie to our attention. And again, you can see pictures and video of Pixie on our Facebook, Instagram, and at 983thecoast.com for more details. Furry Friends Friday is brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.